veteran quarterback T.J. Yates joining Donald Jones and I as we start the show. T.J., thanks very much for coming by. Great way for us to start the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this process coming here. We know you were here for a visit late last week, and what went on since then?
They called last Wednesday and had a couple of travel issues. Atlanta was a little bit crazy. It took me 2 days to get here almost.
Always is.
So I finally got here late Thursday night. Met with the coaches and everybody on Friday. And through the weekend, I took a trip to Chicago for a wedding, but then I came back yesterday and finally got the pen to the paper just now. So I'm happy to be here.
Donald and I were watching the workout, the conditioning work. Were you in that group there?
No, not yet.
I just got
here.
Just signed the thing.
You think if you get in that group, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Ready to roll.
This process of coming here, tell me about how the Bills approached you and how they described what they were looking for from you, what the kind of role you might play.
I've had a previous relationship with Rick Dennison. He was my offensive coordinator in Houston for 3 years. So we had been chatting a little bit throughout the offseason. He was keeping tabs. And they called on Wednesday and brought me in, and it happened pretty quick. I'm happy to be here. This is Tyrod's football team, and I'm here to help. I'm here for the quarterback room and whatever way I can do and help. I'm ready to compete.
Now, you said you have the relationship with Rick Dennison, so obviously you know his history, his offense, what he likes to run. How do you feel you fit into that scheme?
I like it a lot. It was something I did in college quite a bit, and I did for my first 3 years in Houston. I think it works it's going to work very well with the personnel we have here, the running game, and it's a run first offense, and that establishes everything throughout the play pass and the keepers and all the things that he likes to do, and I think it's going to be a great fit.
TJ, what are the elements of a quarterback in this offense? You mentioned play pass. I mean, is that really one of the main things you have to do? Perfect a play action pass technique, or what are the responsibilities of a quarterback in Dennison's system?
That would be definitely one of them. Because it's such run heavy, and the way this offense works is you run it first, and everything works off of that. Trying to stay ahead of the sticks, not getting second long, third and long situations, so you can stay within the offense. And with Tyrod's mobility and everything, Coach Dennison likes to do outside of the pocket, it's going to be great for him, I think.
Now, you said you're here for the quarterback room. This is Tyrod's team. What do you feel like you bring to that room?
Obviously, a knowledge of the offense. I've played a little bit in this league, and I think I can, bring a little bit of knowledge to the room, help any way I can, give some advice when I can, and just try to, be a good team member.
You've played in this league a lot, actually, and you'll be, 30 years old, I guess, in a couple of months?
Soon to be, yep.
End of May.
I'm just messing.
30 looks good to me.
I'm about to be 32.
Hey, TJ, coming into the league, though, with Houston, things happen quickly for you, wouldn't you say? I mean, as a fifth-round pick, you find yourself starting and then starting in a playoff game for the Texans.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy year, my rookie year. Matt Schaub was the starter there for – throughout that whole year, and then he got hurt, I think, week 10 of my rookie year. And, my first game dressing the next game, Matt Leinart steps in. He gets hurt in the first quarter. So I was thrown into the fire pretty quickly. But Coach Dennison was one of those guys to help me keep me ready throughout the year. He wouldn't let me relax 1 second throughout that entire year, those first 10 weeks of the season, training camp, all that. He keeps the entire quarterback room ready. And I think that's what helped me have success and help the team have success throughout the rest of that year. We kept the run going, won our franchise's first playoff game.
Yeah.
So it was a special year for us.
What was that like, starting a playoff game as a rookie, having just been into the lineup a couple of months before that?
Pretty wild. At that point, I didn't really have time to kind of stop and think about everything, because I was a million miles an hour, in the room as much as I could to try to get ready each week and play. But it was cool. It was a big moment for the city of Houston and the organization.
Was it when Kubiak was the head coach right near Houston? You had Dennison and Kubiak, a couple of, I guess, modified quarterback gurus there, that you were listening to. Did that make a difference, you think, in your early development, having Kubiak and Rick Dennison?
Absolutely. We had, it's kind of funny, when I was playing, Matt Schaub got hurt, Matt Leinart got hurt. We had Rico, we had Kub, we signed Jeff Garcia, we signed Jake Delhomme. All these guys were in the room, and it was like, we counted at one time, it was like 150 years of NFL experience. And the rookie was the guy playing on the field. So I had a lot of, guys talking to me, giving me advice every day. So, I just pulled from everybody around me to help me have success.
You had DeAndre Hopkins you were throwing the ball to. And mm-hmm. we've seen some of the highlights for the people on the MSG side. Now you have Sammy Watkins here. What's your connection to the Clemson wide receivers?
Hopefully a good one. you know, those are very similar players, DeAndre and Sammy. You know, DeAndre is a very easy guy to throw to. You know, he's mm-hmm. got a radius of about 10 feet. You know, you put it anywhere in there, he's going to come down with it. So those type of receivers, which I know Sammy's the same type of guy, he makes it very easy on the quarterback, very easy to throw to, and he's going to make big plays for you.
Were you disappointed after having the early success that you got traded to Atlanta from the Texans, what, 2 or 3 years into your career?
Yeah, it was after, in between my third and fourth years. Okay. Yeah, I loved Houston. It was a great place, great spot for me. But, you know, coaching change, you know, that's kind of how the NFL works. You know, if everybody wants to play in the same place their entire
sure.
career, but and that's just the nature of the business. I got to go home for a year. I'm from Atlanta, so that was fun to go home for a year, and then actually ended up going back to Houston the next
right.
year. So I mean, I've kind of been hopping around the past couple of years, a couple of injuries, but it feels good to finally be healthy and, you know, be in an offense that I'm very comfortable with and be with a great team.
A couple of years ago, it was a pretty serious knee injury, right, late mm-hmm. in the year when you're back with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the recovery from that, and did it take you almost a full year to get fully recovered from that?
You know, probably, you know, till you actually feel comfortable. You know, I got hurt, I think, week 15 of that year, of 2015, so I wasn't cleared to play yet by the beginning of next year, and I was a free agent, so I had some time to sit at home and rehab and get ready, and then Miami picked me up late in the last year.
What does that do to your mind when you're sitting at home and you're rehabbing? How does it give you time to think about everything? Like, what does that do to your mind?
It's tough to watch, you know, to watch football on Sundays and not be a part of it, you know, because I've done it for so long. You know, but it just keeps you motivated. I really liked working out on Sundays while the games were going on, just to, you know, kind of get away from it. But definitely get you motivated. You know, I know I have the ability to play in this league, and I knew I'd get another shot.
So the knee recovers. You signed with the Dolphins. You must have been here, right, backing up Matt
yeah.
Moore back on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, what a wild game that was.
It was a wild game.
I mean,
crazy game.
Goes to overtime and. You know, big changes here. Obviously, Rex was
right.
let go about 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
From the Dolphins' perspective, what was that game like? To OT especially.
Yeah, it was a big game for us. You know, Matt was playing very well at that time. You know, we kind of rallied around each other, the whole team. You know, and it's always tough to come up here and play, you know, especially as a quarterback. The first thing you think of is when you're going to Buffalo, it's like, oh, the wind, you know, because
mm-hmm.
no quarterback likes throwing in wind. But, you know, the crowd here, the atmosphere, it's a college atmosphere. I mean, it's a great place to play. It's a tough place to play for opposing teams. And, you know, we're lucky that day.
As you speak about the win, now you get signed by the team.
Yeah.
So now this is home. So
yeah, you got to get used to it. You know, you can't make excuses. You got to, obviously, anywhere you go, especially in this division, you're going to have some weather to deal with. But you got to throw tight spirals.
You mentioned about being in the room with the quarterbacks. Have you been in any meeting time with the quarterbacks here yet? Since I know you just signed.
No, this I've been here for about an hour.
Right,
so
you'll get in there.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned too that you have a pretty defined what you think a pretty defined role here. Well, in your career, where do you think you are now, approaching age 30 with substantial experience behind you? What do you think you could bring to the Buffalo Bills or any team down the road?
Just experience. You know, I've been in multiple situations, obviously a lot of them early on in my career, but just experience, knowledge, you know, leadership, anything I can do to help this team win.
Do you know Tyrod? Have you ever worked out with him or come across?
Yeah, we played against each other quite a bit in college, 3 or 4 times, and you know, we've known each other from, you know, being around ACC media days and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and we've actually played against each other in the league quite a bit, so I can talk to him every time I play, but you know, we've got a really good relationship.
TJ, thanks for coming by. I know things are happening quickly for you here. Get settled in, and we look forward to seeing you around here a lot. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.